Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are going to be talking to right now in the studio is Cricket East Ben Wallace, Head of Community, and Dominic Chatfield, a National Product Executive too. Now, we're talking today about Women's Softball Cricket Festivals. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to have you here. Really excited, actually. Women's Softball Cricket Festival, why is it happening?
The whole point of the softball festivals was brought in last year to provide a different format for women and girls, the opportunity to play outside of our traditional, what we call hardball or traditional formats of the game, just to provide that kind of entry-level program or product that that hasn't actually been there in the past in terms of it, you know, the barriers that could have been in place previously with regards to just maybe stepping into a hardball environment, and also but trying to attract that market that we haven't quite tapped into before, in terms of those using potentially other sports or other groups of women that maybe have got friendship groups or are in, you know, engaged in other events and other sports, and trying to attract that market as well.
And the whole point is, because hardball, well, if you're at school, you're used to hardball, but if you've been away from sport and you're quite ball orientated, but you want to be introduced to sport again, softball's quite a good way of getting into it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's put it simply, it's almost like a five-a-side offer for football, but this is for cricket. So with cricket, it's quite time consuming if you play the full game, and this is a much easier, shorter way to get into cricket, and also obviously it can just be an evening as well with your friends, and a lot of the skills are transferable. If you play hockey or netball, they're all transferable skills, so you know, it's a great opportunity to get into cricket, and it might be a stepping stone if they enjoy it that they then move into the hardball cricket as well.
Can you explain a bit about the rules of softball? As you say, it's a sort of a shorter version, but still as energetic, I'm sure, as well. With, I mean, a softball goes a long way forward, doesn't it, than a hardball?
Yeah.
So there's a lot, maybe there's a little more running to do as well.
Yeah, it's shorter, faster paced, which seems to be the way all cricket's going. So each game lasts 45 minutes or so. Both teams obviously bat and bowl and field, and you know, I think you can get through a couple of games, three games an evening, and of course everyone gets a bat, a bowl and a go, whereas with the traditional type of cricket, it's not always the case.
And the thing about team sport, which it's one way of people, women and anybody, to continue, because when you do a sport on your own, it's quite sort of demoralising. And with team sport, it's a very important part, isn't it? Because it's good for motivation, it's good for commitment, and social as well. And it and then you sort of get to realise what you're good at by looking at other people and seeing how well they're doing and how you could get that far too, I suppose.
Yeah, I think from a team sport in background, and that kind of whole team sport, team chemistry, team atmosphere, it's kind of you're that kind of one family when you're in that kind of environment. Don't get me wrong, that the individual sport is just as rewarding. Partly I feel, you know, potentially individual sports, people have to be very motivated to get out and go and perform day in, day out on their own. They are competing for themselves, whereas within that team sport environment, you are competing for those other 5, 8, 10, 11 people that are on your team. Yes, cricket is often described as that individual sport within a team environment, because you may be competing against a bowler and 10 other fielders, for example, if you're batting and you've just got the two of you out there. Your performance at the end of the day always kind of goes into the team environment at the end of the day. And a lot of people will say that, oh, your individual stats and everything, and then but the one stat that really matters at the end of the day is if you know you could be in that if you win or lose, and no matter who's performed, whether you win or lose in that team environment. So it's but also, you know, the friendships and the camaraderie that's built out of being part of a team is also things that, you know, you take those with you for the rest of your life. Sometimes we also kind of say that, you know, cricket builds friendships for life and things like that. And I think particularly in our game, in the formats that we've played in, you know, we've grown up in the same teams, and you do have friends that you've created for lives. And actually, the whole women's softball program is providing that opportunity as well, that you will get groups of women and girls from different groups will come together, and you know, over a period of time, will they, you know, create new friendships out of that as well. So.
And you were saying, I read somewhere that it is all level of fitnesses, all skills, all coming together to learn the softball from the word go, really. Is that something that you really sort of try and promote, really, that anyone can do it?
Yeah, it's open to anyone, age, ability. Last year, we ran quite a few festivals, and we had a 14-year-old daughter, the mum, and the grandmother playing all at one go. So, it is a, you know, quite a widespread of abilities. And the other thing is, obviously, some festivals can be a bit more serious, so to speak, so they can keep the scores, have a bit of competition. And some festivals are more participating, having fun, having a barbecue, and
just trying it out, basically.
Well. Yeah.
And what do you wear? What's the sort of thing that you have to wear when you turn up to us? I mean, do you have to have the proper running kit, or is it quite easy? Short skirt, anything?
It's pretty much, you know, just your kind of active gear that you can turn up in. You know, as part of the softball, you get a free T-shirt, which is branded up with all of the softball logo and kind of identifies you and your team kits. But, you know, it's pretty much, you know, you could turn up in anything that you can be active in, really.
Any gym kit.
Because, you know, learning the rules of cricket is quite complex, isn't it? Everybody thinks, oh gosh, cricket, I have to sit. And everybody thinks they've got to watch a whole cricket match to find out what it is. But with softball, you get a sort of a slice of the rules, don't you, by playing softball first of all. And I'm sure that really helps you to understand the game in future too.
Yeah, we try and simplify it as much as possible, because even cricketers learn rules every week sometimes. So we try and keep it simple, which is normally roughly about 8 overs of 6. And then each batting, so there's 8 aside, each batting team gets, or each batting pair gets 2 overs each, of which they get 12 balls. So quite simple, score as many runs as you can off your 12 balls and have some fun with it.
Yeah, and because it's softball, they don't have to wear the helmets at the moment until they progress. And have you found, did you say this, how many years have you been running this festival now?
This will be the
second
year.
One. So from last year, what have been the sort of reactions and the way forward, really, for?
I think it's been, last year we had a bit of a target of 700 ladies across the region playing, and I think we got just over 1,200 ladies. So it shows that there is a hunger there to play cricket. It's just having the right offer for the ladies to play. So this year I think we're already got over 300 ladies playing just at Cricket East. Across the region I'm sure it's even more. So I think really it shows that there is hunger to play cricket. Just maybe not the traditional way is best for people.
Yeah, but do you find that people and the women that play softball actually want to get into the hardball cricket, to the longer game of cricket? Is there an opportunity for them to try that as well if they get really into it?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the whole region, when I spoke earlier, is around, it's kind of like attracting that different market that you know, aren't already involved in the game, or who may have been part of the game, whether it was with their partners or whether it was with their sons, daughters, or brothers and sisters, you know, within the game, and then who haven't had the opportunity to try it yet, or haven't wanted to take part in it yet, but now they've got to a point where they would like to have a go, and then there's that option for them to try out the softball version, and then if they want to progress, then through the support of our guys, we can, and also the clubs and the local boards, we can point them in the right directions of where the pathway might take them in terms of teams or just practices or different pay and play leagues and things like that they might want to turn up to and just have a go.
Now, you mentioned your team. Who are your team? What do they comprise of?
Okay, so we've got two national product execs that cover the four counties that we currently look after. So that's Dom and Hayley Brown as well. She looks after the national products, which are All Stars Cricket, Women's Softball, and they oversee those across the geographical area. We have also five club and community managers that are out there supporting in Clubland. So we've split it down into five geographical areas, and they work alongside Dom and Hayley in terms of providing that support to the clubs, and then embedding the opportunities of the national programmes within that network as well. And we also have a schools and education team, which look after all of the primary school coaching, and then the primary school and secondary softball competitions.
Mm. When I was growing up, I got the impression, I have daughters of my own, that boys continue their team sport when it goes through school and university or college and that, but women drop off. And I'm still to this day, I'm gobsmacked that still happens. But it's great that you can introduce this, because team sport for me is really, really important. As you said earlier, commitment, socialisation as well. And it's just a lovely way of recognising that actually you don't have to be fantastic at sport, but you can actually play sport still, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we like to look at the other sports as well, in terms of like the back to netball and everything like that, and actually really kind of aligning the groups and approaching the officers, whether it might be the other national governing body officers that look after those sports in the areas that we look after, and try and align the products so that we can provide the opportunities for the groups that may be doing back to netball, that if they wanted to take part in cricket as well, then there's that opportunity. As Dom mentioned earlier, that the skills are so transferable that they have the opportunity to take part in that as well. And that's part of the whole kind of wider sports development network that we work in terms of knowing who and what other sports are providing and how our products match up with those.
And what's been the feedback so far? People have said, oh, I really love it, I want to do it again, or it's actually, I'm getting into netball now, or I've found something else locally, or...
I think the general feedback's been very positive. A lot of ladies, so what we've tried to do through networks, as Ben said, is say a county like Cambridgeshire or Bedfordshire, is let the women know what festivals they have going on in the county. And there's generally a couple, or one each, couple of weeks. And some ladies will hop from festival to festival. So they'll go from different cricket club to different cricket club. So, they find, I tend that the ladies find what they want out of it. It might be that they go to their cricket club, play once every month. It might be that they go every couple of weeks somewhere new. So for us, it's about letting the ladies know what options they have. Yeah. To play cricket.
And it's also smashing the stereotype, isn't it? It's actually trying to get more women to play, so we have an equal amount of men and women playing tennis, or playing all sports.
Yeah.
And you just don't hear, I mean, I know the women's cricket, T20, are having a fantastic time at the moment. Fantastic. I'm just going to punch in the air there, because it is absolutely amazing. But it is good to see. I like watching cricket, male and female. I think it's a great thing to do. But if you get more women into it, it's got to be a good thing, hasn't it, for everyone? Even, to be watching TV and World Cup. I'm just about understanding the World Cup, and I don't know what it is. I was saying earlier about the World Cup, when you watch it, the after chat after any match is more about the refereeing and the fouling and what goes on. But for cricket, it is more about cricket. It's about what happened, who scored what, who got the best catch. Or do you not find that with football and cricket? There's definitely a nicer line in cricket.
I think there is a lot more analysing of the game that goes on, both in the men's and the women's game, from the pundits and the guys that are actually presenting. I mean, Sky and the TV media rights deal guys do a really good job in terms of the way they present it.
They do, you're right.
And they get the past players and role models out there that can really kind of put the game across to your Joe public in a way that they can understand it. Sometimes it gets a bit technical, but the majority of the stuff is that you can understand it and follow it and relate back to periods of things that have happened during the game, and I think they do that really well.
Mm.
And yeah, I think, you're not really talking too much about decisions in cricket than you are in potentially other sports that are often replayed and replayed over at the end. So, I think it is in terms of the whole build-up from the England girls winning the World Cup last year at here, in front of 27,000 at Lords was
amazing,
a massive opportunity,
amazing.
And then kicking on really. I mean, we deliver in our schools program, 50% of our market are girls. So, you know, when we are in a primary school, it's pretty much that, you know, you'll have 50% boys, 50% girls. So 50% of the guys that we're delivering to are girls. So making sure that we've got the right product and the right offer and the right pathway and keeping them engaged coming out of that is really, really important.
And just one question. Does cricket, what sort of, do they have the VAR in cricket like they do in football? The video, what's
yeah.
it?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Do they? Do they use it as much as it should be? Or you're laughing
two,
here because
it two, you get
two reviews per innings in a
per
test
team.
Match,
right?
Per team, and one review in a one-day international,
right? Okay.
And it's called the decision review system.
Okay.
And it's used, but in the same way, but it's where players can actually review a decision rather than
what while you're actually playing on the. Yeah. So you can actually. So it's a bit like tennis. So you can say you can question the.
Yeah.
The ball move. Okay. Yeah. And do you agree to that? Do you think I'd love to?
I think it works. It's just any big decision that can change a game, if it's reviewed and it's either made, they've either made the right decision or the wrong decision, you get the right decision at the end of it.
Yeah.
Therefore, it won't change the state of the game. And, you know, some decisions can make you win or lose a game. So, you know, if that, it seems to work, I think. I know there was a lot of people that didn't quite agree with it to start with, but
that is the 21st century way forward, isn't it, really?
People have got used to it.
Yeah.
It's a bit more settled in cricket, I'd say. VAR is quite new in football, and I don't think they've
quite got
that's
it.
That's my opinion, that they haven't quite worked out.
No.
I think as well as the decision review system in cricket was there, was really brought in initially to kind of take out the howler. You know, everyone's a human being, and sometimes howlers are made, and the DRS was brought in to actually kind of take that out of the game and actually support the officials in terms of that if they weren't sure, or, you know, they could learn from it as well.
That is the key, isn't it? To support the officials as much as it is to support the players.
Yeah.
It's the referees that we have to respect.
Mm. Yeah.
And I get the impression that you have a lot more respect for cricket referees than many other sport. Is there a...
I think if you look at cricket and rugby, they're kind of on a parallel.
Yeah.
In terms of, and especially the TMO in rugby, they're kind of used in cricket and rugby, kind of use that decision review system TMO in the same way.
Right.
Like Dom said, I think obviously it's quite new in football, and it does take a bit of time to settle in.
And are you enjoying the World Cup? Are you football fans as well as cricket fans?
I'm a sports fan, so it's any sport. I love a World Cup of any sport, but.
It's definitely got me. I'm not really into football. I love watching the game, as in going to a match, but I'm not really keen on watching on TV. But actually, I've sort of come around to it. But who do you think is going to win the World Cup? Oh, I love that when people do that. Come on.
The thing is for this one is that all the big sides you think would have got off to a flyer haven't.
No.
So it is completely wide open at the moment.
Which is fantastic.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah.
As an England fan, it's quite nice.
It's another one at the moment. I mean, we're just listening in the car on the way up here.
Yeah.
Brazil are being held at the moment as well, so it's going to be a...
There you go.
There you go. Well, honestly, it's been lovely having you here. This is Dominic Chatfield, National Productive Executive, and Ben Wallace, Head of Community for Cricket East, promoting the Softball Women's Festival, Cricket Festival, that's taking place now. And you've got one in Peterborough, haven't you, on the 24th of June, this Sunday?
Yeah.
And then near where I am in Bishop Stortford is next Friday too. So I should be looking out for that.
I'm running that one, so you can come along. Yeah.
I might just be able to come along just after going to the Eastbourne Tennis. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Good night, then.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here today.
You
and I wish you all the best for the rest of the festivals. Thank you very much.
Connecting our city on FM, digital and your mobile. Cambridge 105 Radio.